The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Tomlin yesterday at his press conference, these teams know each other so well, so what do you got to do?
There'll be a bunch of zigging and zagging on both sides. That's just the nature of this thing.
Has there been a bunch of zigging and zagging?
I think in Harbaugh and Tomlin's mind, there has been. But there hasn't been.
I think we've kind of known exactly what we're signing up to in Steelers-Ravens for a really long time.
Or maybe he's telling us something, that we think that this is the way the game's going to go, but we have something that we're going to throw out there. It's going to be totally different.
We're
going to
zag hard, baby.
Yep. Justin Fields.
That's what you've said, and I am inclined to agree with you. If the Steelers are going to try to zag or zig, whichever you prefer in this game, and everyone's talking about Russ and all the points Russ has put up, and the Steelers with Russ and Russ and Russ and Russ, and you haven't seen Justin Fields get on the field with Russ at quarterback, something they talked about right before the start of the season when Russ was the presumed starter before he got hurt. Yeah, I could see that. In fact, I think it's going to happen. I would set the line over under Justin Fields snaps in this one at 3.5.
Okay.
Would you take the over?
We'll do that Friday.
Odds and ends.
Yes.
There'll be a bunch of zigging and zagging on both sides. That's just the nature of this thing.
The 2003 game saw the Steelers score a touchdown on a fake punt. I can't really think of a lot of zigging by the Steelers. Please remind me, 412-928-9370. I mean, we've gone down memory lane a ton today on Steelers-Ravens, and I can't think of a ton of trickery. I'm sure someone will text something in and my mind will explode, and I'll be very embarrassed that I forgot about it. But I think they've just played straight up, and they've played 17-10 games the last two times they've played, and they played 16-14 and 16-13 before that. We got a 20-19 game in there. Like, comes down to field goals and defense and hitting and just being a nasty little rock fight.
Mm-hmm. I think it comes down to, like, all right, like, whenever you're doing your research on a team and you know the how big this game is. You look at the film, and you don't just look at any film. You look at the film that you think that you identify with that the Ravens have played, and that's how you think that the Ravens are going to play you. So that's the film that you kind of get all your research from. And I don't know about the zigging and zagging, but it could look different on both sides. I don't know why, but I have a feeling that it might. I don't know if, like, sometimes Derrick Henry doesn't get started early. He finishes strong. In games, maybe
it could be a tendency thing.
Yeah.
Like, you think that we're going to do this, so we're going to do this, or right. you think we know that kind of deal. Yeah, it doesn't have to be, oh, you ran a fake punt or a fake field goal or an end around or something like that. It could just be merely that. Yeah, exactly what you're saying. Oh, the Steelers on first downs, they run it 65% of the time. Well, just kidding, not today.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think if the Ravens are going to do anything, and we touched on this earlier, it would be, hey, this Deontay Johnson guy, you're not paying attention to. We've only thrown him the ball, what, six times? And he's only got one catch. Maybe this is a game where you don't just spoon feed it to him. Maybe you put the tube down his throat and jam it.
On the Steelers side, if I were zagging, And I know, and I don't know, I don't think that they've done this in the last three games, but I know that their weakness is their pass defense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no huddling. I'm going fast, trying to get them thinking, trying to get them, you know, caught, not lined up, and just really get aggressive.
You know when they did it? They did that coming out against the Giants.
Against the Giants, right?
Yeah. I would do a lot of that.
Yeah. I'd do faster than they did against the Giants. They were moving, but I would just go.
It was
go,
more
go.
Muddle huddle kind
of. Yeah. I would go. I would, that's probably what maybe he's talking about.
Because I like that. Because Ray was talking about, hey, maybe you just want to run the ball, time of possession. Don't give Lamar Jackson a lot of time on the field. Don't give them a ton of possessions. I like your deal. Hey, we're coming out to score.
Yeah. Tomlin has operated like that in the past couple games. Like, I think that we're getting a different Tomlin.
He's been aggressive.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the fake punt being the most obvious example. I mean, even throwing them out on the field to try to draw them off sides at the end of the game. I don't think there's a ton of risk necessarily involved there, but I like that move from him.
There'll be a bunch of zigging and zagging on both sides. That's just the nature of this thing.
Someone texted in, Tomlin zigged when he should have zagged on the sideline in Baltimore on Thanksgiving that one year. The whole Jacoby Jones thing.
Yeah, he did that on purpose.
No way.
Are you serious?
There's no way he did that on purpose.
You don't think that Mike Tomlin knew that he was on the field and Jacoby Jones was about to run the kickoff return right next to him?
I really don't think he did that on purpose.
Wow.
He totally did that on purpose. 100%. He absolutely did. I don't know that he meant, like, before the play was like, hey, watch this. I'm going to go stand out there. But I think he was close. And then I think when he sees himself on the scoreboard, he's like, I ain't getting out of the way.
I think he's like, I'm not letting Jacoby return a kick.
So you think before the game, Tomlin's like, on one of these kickoffs, I'm going to go be the 12th defender out there.
Yeah, he saw where the ball was kicked. He saw where the ball was fielded. And he was like, okay, they're running the kickoff return right up the sidelines. I'm going to just kind of scoop my way out and act like I'm looking at Jumbotron. Like, oh, man, oops.
The reason I know you're dead ass right is because it was such bad acting on Tomlin's part.
Right.
Oh!
He had his hands in his pockets and his jacket pockets. He's like, oh, let me just scoot out the way. Like, get out of here. Like, usually if you get surprised, you take your hands out of the pockets. You're like, oh, man, oh, whoa. No, he kept his hands in his pockets.
We might need to, on Friday, just go even more down memory lane for the best Steelers-Ravens moments because there's some hilarious stuff. Some really funny stuff. Like Joey Porter going on the bus will never not make me laugh. Like Joey, you're a bad man, dude. And you got those dogs that kill horses and stuff, but like, you're not going to beat up 53 Ravens and the entire coaching staff. Right. You crazy goof.
On the bus.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to do that. Zigging, zagging, things of that nature.
There'll be a bunch of zigging and zagging on both sides. That's just the nature of this thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.